Hello, it's Marnie here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Richard Matthew. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue our news items with an update on the fate of an arson attack on a city shop and a Battle of Britain parade. But first, a leap of faith for a nonagenarian.
A 91-year-old is set to take a giant leap in a skydive for a charity supporting older people in the city. Philip Goldsmith stepped forward when Age UK Norwich put out the call for volunteers earlier this year to take the sponsored plunge from Beccles Airfield on September the 24th. Mr. Goldsmith, from the north of the city, who is well known for his table tennis and piano playing skills, said, "I'm quite looking forward to it. I'm not nervous, not that it would matter if I was. I'll be strapped to someone else and they'll push me out. You can't really change your mind and walk away, can you?" Mr. Goldsmith is already a veteran of two charity abseils, including one down the maternity block of the old Norfolk and Norwich Hospital and one down Prospect House, home of the Evening News. And if anyone wonders about his fitness, you might try his regime. "I play table tennis three times a week for 2 hours at a time," he said. With the clock ticking towards International Older People's Day on October the 1st, this year focusing on ageism and stereotypes, Mr. Goldsmith would be a good example to people 30 years younger. As well as playing table tennis regularly at the Methodist Church, Chapelfield, at the Norman Centre and also at Felthorpe, he is a popular pianist for sing-along, performing at Courton House on Brackendale and often receiving other bookings. Jumping out of a plane will be a new experience for him, but he served as an army driver in the Second World War, then worked for Barnard's Ironworks in the city, and was an active member of St John Ambulance. He later worked as an ambulance driver for Norwich City Council and for Age Concern, the charity which became Age UK.
It was the weekend when venues across the region threw open their doors and allowed the public to see some of our hidden historical gems. Heritage Open Day events spanned the region with Roman remains, medieval properties and 20th century masterpieces among the places people were invited to explore. In Norwich, successful events included the three sold-out tours at the Grade 2 listed Catton Place on Spixworth Road, a rare example of a Georgian merchant and mayor's house.
A patient recovering from a serious stroke has married his long-term partner in a somewhat unusual location. Daniel Williams, 79, tied the knot with his beloved Doris Fountain, 57, in front of family, friends and ward staff at a wedding ceremony held on Beach Ward at Norwich Community Hospital. It's the first time a wedding has been held on the ward, where retired head teacher Mr. Williams is recovering from his stroke. The happy groom had asked his new wife to marry him several times in the past, but she had said no on a number of occasions. However, after he had supported her through breast cancer and then had a stroke himself, she decided to take him up on his offer.
A Spitfire soared over Norwich's City Hall as hundreds of people came out for the Battle of Britain parade. Crowds lined St. Peter's Street to catch a glimpse of the parade, concentrating on the 76th anniversary of the decisive RAF victory in 1940. The Band of the Royal Air Force College performed and RAF Marham exercised the freedom of the city by parading with bayonets fixed. The Spitfire topped off the event, circling high above the spire of St. Peter Mancroft Church. Lord Mayor Marion Maxwell, who gave a speech at the parade from the steps of the City Hall, saw a connection between the RAF's bravery during the Second World War and today, even as war itself changes and becomes more abstract. Now, as then, the need to establish air supremacy is vital to any military undertaking. The first priority of the RAF is the defence of the homeland. But increasingly, they're being tasked with supporting wars and conflicts abroad, she said.
Proposals to introduce tighter planning controls on shared housing are to be reconsidered following a council vote. Norwich City Council's Cabinet was asked to decide whether to restrict the number of properties converted into houses in multiple occupation, known as HMOs. It followed concerns about an increase in antisocial behaviour in areas such as the Golden Triangle, which has a high number of shared accommodation houses. Using government powers, known as an Article 4 direction, the council would require landlords to seek planning permission to convert a home into an HMO. It will be enforced in areas of the city where 30% of the housing is already used in such a way. But cabinet members agreed that more information was needed before such controls could be introduced. Mike Stonard, Labour councillor, said, "We run the risk of chasing the HMO problem around the city unless we have a long-term sustainable solution. We need to think about the impact on residents and the housing needs of the city." UEA Students' Union members protested against the move outside City Hall prior to the meeting. Cabinet members voted in favour of asking the Sustainable Development Panel to reconsider its approach to managing HMOs.
Norfolk Police showed off their latest four-legged recruit, a nine-week-old German Shepherd puppy called Gizmo. "Speak," Jane Wells says, holding a sandwich bag filled with pulled pork above the puppy's head in a meet-and-greet at the Royal Norfolk Showground. Gizmo lets out a bark that sounds more childlike than dog and paws the air. PC Wells, 43, from Dereham, works as a handler for the Norfolk and Suffolk Joint Dog Unit, and Gizmo is his newest recruit. He's training the puppy to become a bona fide member of the Paw Patrols team, already 47 canines strong. "He's a very confident dog. He's not scared of anything or anybody. Even now, he walks by the bigger dogs when they're barking and doesn't flinch," Mr. Wells said. To be a part of the pack, Gizmo has got to get a license by passing a 13-week training course. If he passes, Gizmo will work as a human scent dog, tracking down criminals and missing people. Last year, the dog unit helped make 1,170 arrests and find 347 missing people and carry out 1,548 drug searches.
People working at a shop which was targeted by arsonists have vowed to continue in their quest for answers after police revealed the case had been closed. More than £30,000 was raised to support the Village Shop in Magdalen Street after it was badly damaged. A brick was thrown through its front window and a fire was started inside. The Romanian-owned shop was forced to close following the attack, but reopened after members of the public, united in shock and anger, helped to raise more than £30,000. Detectives who were keeping an open mind as to whether it was racially motivated had launched an investigation into the arson, but despite extensive appeals, including the release of CCTV footage, no arrests have been made. And police have said the case has been closed, pending further information coming to light.
And now we go to Information Desk.
Many thanks to all of you for your kind wishes. It's always good to know that you enjoy Chatterbox and the Norfolk Magazine, so your remarks are much appreciated.
Mr. Ivan Mortimer has just returned from a short break in Devon, where he heard on their local news that the Guide Dog Hotel in Teignmouth is likely to close in the near future. Action for Blind People are actively looking for another charity to take over the running of their three hotels. AFB say that not enough people are using the hotels, and it seems likely that they might close in the new year. A number of Chatterbox listeners have used the Vision Hotels, so we thought you may be glad of this information.
The NNAB tablets and telephone drop-in sessions are starting up again after a summer break. As more and more of life is becoming internet-based, we want to help the visually impaired feel more confident using a tablet or a smartphone they already own, or for those thinking about buying a smart device. Impartial advice will be given and the opportunity to have a go. The tablet and telephone drop-in sessions run between 10 and 12 at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre, and the next one will be on the 13th of September. It's the 13th of September. There is no need to book. Just pop along to talk to one of the volunteers. But if you'd like to find out more, call Edward Bates on 01603 629 558 or email edbates, that's EDBATES, at nnab.org.uk. That's edbates at nnab.org.uk.